start. Okay, you just barely did. All right. Okay, cool.
Do you have no stellar phone?
Do you need to be on
the
phone with Sean right now?
Hey, Belle, can you hear me?
Yes, Belle, I can hear you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so
we can't see you, but we can hear you.
That'll be great. Yes, okay.
Did that work?
Can you see me now?
Let's see where Lori wants everybody to sit.
See, I can't talk.
She's in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Then give me a Mountain Dew. I don't know if you're going to have some over there.
Okay.
Can't find these in Mexico.
Mexico, so you're on ketchup. Oh. All right. Well, we have everybody here. Let's move forward. Then.
We've got a quorum.
Yes, we do. We do, and this is all that's coming. All right. So, Stella, I'm going to start the meeting. So, there's a little background
noise. Can you see her?
Can we mute her? Or?
She can mute her if she goes up to the main console.
Okay. All right.
I can either talk or see you, so I'll just listen.
Well, you're talking. What do you mean you can't talk? You're talking.
You're talking. We can hear you.
Do you mean you can't hear us, maybe?
Right, exactly. All right. We'd like to welcome you to our city council meeting. It's a special session today. And we're going to start the meeting with an invocation by our councilman, Mike Warner.
Our kind Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this opportunity we have to come together as council and business associates. Bless us this day that we may be able to think about the citizens of this great city, that we may be able to make decisions that are in the best interest of those that live here. We're grateful for this building that we have to meet in and the many blessings that we have and the moisture we have received. Grateful for all that was done for us, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, we're first going to talk about discussion with proposed approval of ordinance number 2022-05, creation of a community reinvestment agency.
Mayor, recording, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you for the reminder, though. We've done that before. Okay, this is something that our new city manager put together, and it's been something we've talked about for some time. About doing, and it's creating a community reinvestment agency. And maybe Dennis could explain it a little bit to us right here.
Okay. The ordinance is very straightforward. It's a very short ordinance in that it doesn't take a lot to create one of these reinvestment agencies. With the reinvestment agency, what happens is you as a city council, you put a different hat on. If you're acting as the agency. And so the agency is able to leverage funds that are part of an economic project area, if you will. And we're able to look at what is the difference in taxes that we have today versus if a project moves forward. And you look at that difference in the taxes that are coming in, not only to the city, but would go into the school district or the county, to the water districts. And by negotiation, we go to those other taxing entities and we approach them and say, are you willing to, in a sense, give up all or a portion of the new taxes so that we might be able to leverage those funds to move these projects forward? And so, these agencies are the tool the state law allows us to use to, as I say, leverage the potential tax value, the tax increases, not tax increases, but the additional tax income. And so this is the first step in being able to create that situation. We have to create the agency, and after the council adopts this, we then send this information up to the state, to the Lieutenant Governor's office. They approve it, they send it back to us, and then we have to get it recorded with the county. At that point, it becomes official that we have this agency, and you would be board members of the agency, not councilors or city
councilors.
Well,
that's a great idea. You know, that's one asset that's passed us by. and it's something that is really needed to keep our community moving forward. Thank you for your insight with that. That's super.
This is step one.
Right, this is step one.
So.
Was this something that was, you know, implemented back in the 70s and then taken off the table and resubmitted in 2019? Because I've just been researching a little bit, and it looks like there's been a change. Something went on in 2019. Do you know anything about that?
So the state has allowed these types of agencies for many, many years. Back in 2000, even prior to 2014, they had these tax increment areas and agencies. In 2014, they made it so that they called it a community redevelopment agency, and you could create economic areas or blight areas, urban redevelopment areas, or business investment areas. And in 2019, the state said, that's all a little complicated, let's just simplify this. We're going to call this reinvestment agencies, and you can create reinvestment project areas and areas. So, yeah, 2019, that was the big shift, was instead of having all these other options, let's just call it one thing. And the state also looked at trying to more narrowly allow the potential for condemnation, or the city's going in and forcing people to sell property. They still have that option in there. That this doesn't address that as far as Gunnison's concerned. This just creates the agency. When we get into creating project areas, there's language that we can include or not include as far as that goes, and I suspect we would not include that language, at least for the current purposes that you anticipate.
This creates the organizational body so that we can move forward with the project area. Yep. So this is step one.
It's a good start.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. So I would like to propose that we accept this and move forward. Would someone like to make the motion?
I'll make the motion that we accept ordinance 2022-5 and create this agency so we can start phase one.
I have a motion by Councilman Anderson. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Warner. I'd better do a roll call. Crane?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
I can't ask Kelly. No. Okay. So it was approved 3-0. All right. Now we need to, number three, discuss ordinance 2022-6. Public meeting notice requirements of permitting electronic meetings. We thought that we had this in place. We've kind of functioned like that.
Yeah.
We've never done a vote this way. We were unable to find it. So we're just putting this in place to make sure that we're dotting all of our I's and crossing our T's. We're just making sure that from here on out we can do these electronic votes properly.
So is the main reason why we needed this was so that council members could vote remotely if they needed to?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that we had the council meetings electronically. It was that in order for us to legally have council members vote electronically, we needed to have this in place.
Participation.
Even to have participation electronically, you needed to have this in place.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we just found nothing that solidified our intent that we tried to do many years ago, so.
Keeps us doing things properly and in
anything we need to know about this?
Yeah.
I think I wanted to highlight the first paragraph there in this ordinance under section one. What I found is that in this language, as it currently reads, all of your council meetings are supposed to be held at 7:30 at night, not 7 o'clock.
Not 7.
And also, instead of being on the first Wednesday of the month, they're supposed to be on the first Wednesday of the month after the fifth of the month. Hmm. So.
No, we didn't want it.
You know, I know that you've gone through a process every year of adopting a schedule of meetings in January. Mm-hmm. Well, this language that we're changing here
clarifies
allows you to set your meeting schedule. And as long as we're following the open public meetings laws of the state, where we're providing advance notice of date, time, place, then you guys, you don't have to do your meetings at 7:30, and you don't have to do it on those specific days. But this still leaves it in there that you could still hold it on those days, but.
Just clarifies.
So this says, you know, regular meetings on the first Monday following the fifth day, and also the third Tuesday.
Right, so they've changed the day of the week on that. So we've never officially gone back in there and.
But we don't, this is what we want to change. We're trying to change.
Yeah,
this will make it to where everything we're doing is proper.
Okay. Yeah. So this doesn't represent what we're trying to change to.
The underlying text says, unless otherwise provided in a council approved annual schedule of meetings.
Right, and that's what we do in January.
Okay. Yeah, right. And we do that every year. So. This just helps clarify and keeps us legal.
Yeah, in a sense, it opens you up to not being so tied to this schedule. You can, as a council, act within the open public meetings laws and change your meetings around if you want to, with proper notice.
All right. Any further discussion?
I'll make the motion that we accept Ordinance 2022-6, an ordinance clarifying public meeting notice requirements and permitting electronic meetings, providing for
codification,
inclusion, all that other good stuff.
All right, as stated, right? Mm-hmm. All right, we have a motion by Councilman Anderson. Second?
I'll second that.
Second by Councilman Crane. All in favor? Oh, aye. I better do a roll call.
You want to do a roll call?
Yeah, Warner?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Crane?
Yes.
All right, and probably not.
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right. Quorum,
all right. Yeah. We don't need it. We've got our three. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That passes. Now, we need to go into closed session and to speak about, we have to be specific about that.
Yes.
I think it would be D.
We should, I guess, read that closed.
Which is D on that?
D would be strategy session.
Okay, I make a motion that we go into closed session regarding strategy session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, including any form of water rights or water shares. A public discussion of the transaction would.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Crane. Do I have a second? Second by Councilman Warner. I do a roll call. Crane?
Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll go into closed session now.